Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you future NFL prospects and prospects that used to be rookies that turned into fantastic NFL stars. And with that said, we're going to be going to Kansas City. We're going to be joined with their standout rookie, Tyreek Hill. And, you know, this kid, Oklahoma State to West Alabama, this kid is just knocking this thing out of the ballpark. And when he arrived last season, I don't think the NFL's people around the NFL were ready for him and kind of what he was able to do at that large stage. And like I said, been able to follow him for a long time. And like I said, when we knew we were going to bring him on, just excited because this just kid oozes potential and talent. But with that said, none other than Tyreek Hill joining us today. Tyreek, we appreciate you taking some time. There are a lot of rookies going through what you went through last year. Can you believe you're going into year two?
Man. I'm just real excited, man. I'm just very excited.
For you, I ask a lot of guys when you're going through the college part of this, but you arrive in Kansas City, you're a fifth-round pick. I mean, when do you kind of get the sense, Tyreek, that you're going to be able to kind of elevate your game and do special things against the best, you know, in the world? And when does that kind of hit you? What game? Maybe it's even like training camp. It could be your first game against San Diego. When does that kind of start to set in that you have the skill set?
I mean, I guess probably when I was training during pro day, before I even arrived, before I even got drafted, I guess. I mean, I had a group of guys around me telling me that, I mean, I had a special skill set and all of that good stuff. And I guess I took it into consideration and just I worked my tail off.
You've definitely worked your tail off. Now, let me ask you this question. Let's go way, way back. Are you 5 or 6 years old paying Pop Warner or Pee Wee? And Tyreek, if you are you that kid just basically scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every single game?
You said Pee Wee?
Pop Warner, Pee Wee. I mean, back in the day, were you just that electrifying kid just scoring touchdowns by the handfuls?
Yeah, man, it was crazy. My grandmother actually has crazy film on me, like when I was like 8 years old. It was crazy, man. It's fun.
Nice. And I mean, from that point on, obviously you're explosive, you're talented. I mean, any nicknames that you've been given growing up through the years?
I mean, only name that I've been given was like Cheetah, man. People around my high school, that's what they've been calling me since probably sophomore year of high school. And it's like it's just something that I stuck with.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the Kansas City standout, Tyreek Hill, here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, it's already available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio as we kind of dive in and find out what the expectations are for Tyreek going into year two. Excuse me. So you arrive, training camp, you said you pro days, you know, you knocked it out of the ballpark then. I'm curious, did you watch the combine last week? I mean, John Ross kind of became the internet sensation for the day after running a 4.22. I know you have that type of speed. What's the fastest you ever been clocked at?
Pro day, man, I put up some crazy, ridiculous 40 times. I put up a 4.2 also.
Fool.
But
that's
fine. Yeah, man, 4.2 is blazing, man. So I mean, I'm just real happy for the guy. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
I mean, it's always good to have another fast guy in the league.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, you really, really, I mean, set the, you know, the league on its edge with your ability. I mean, you know, week after week, you're either returning a punt, a kick, you're catching a pass, you're taking it from the, you know, a handoff. I mean, you're just so explosive. I mean, when you're out there, I mean, when, I guess, have you felt that you've, I know you say you, I know you haven't reached your potential yet, but I mean, when did it kind of calm down and kind of maybe just feel relaxing for you being out there? I mean, when did that rookie kind of leave your mind and you just kind of knew you belonged?
I mean, I guess when I got my chance to step up and play, all of the veterans, like, it was just like, it's go time, man. Like, you ain't no rookie no more. It's time for you to step up and, like, make plays like you've been doing. So, I mean, we got a great locker room. We have a great coaching staff, as you know. I mean, so, like, all those guys gather around, like, not only me, but, like, other rookies, and were, like, telling us, like, let's go. It's go time, man. So I'm glad to be a part of this organization, a part of this city. And, like, man, it's going to be some great years to come.
Definitely, definitely. And with you, you doing what you're doing, it's definitely going to be an exciting time to be a Chiefs fan and watching the team at Arrowhead. I'm curious. I mean, obviously you had a great year. I've said it, you know, countless times so far on the show. But, I mean, when you're going through the games, I mean, when you look back at that rookie season, I mean, what are some of the kinder words, more encouraging things maybe you've heard from some of the veterans that you've played against?
Some of the veterans are probably smart. Like, most people don't think that, like, being fast, like, you only know, like, one speed. I'm probably the smartest. I'm not trying to be tight. I'm probably the smartest, fastest guy you'll probably ever meet, like, in the film room. So, like, I get in the film room and, like, break the whole thing down, like, with, like, other veterans, like, Mac and all those guys. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just some things. Obviously, I got to improve on things like that, but, I mean, it's a work in progress.
Definitely. Well, you're doing the things the right way, and I'm sure they're very happy with the return they got on the fifth pick, the 165th pick overall in last year's draft. Joining us here on the C2P as Tyreek Hill talks about year two. Where are you going to kind of train? I mean, I know you got a lot of expectations. I mean, how are you going to kind of come back in 2017 and kind of avoid that sophomore slump?
I'm going to be in Kansas City with Jeremy Maclin, Chris Conley, Albert, and, like, all of the other receivers. You know what I'm saying? So we're just going to be out here, like, picking each other's brains, trying to get, like, different types of workouts, like, learning the playbook and all that stuff. So, I mean, just trying to get that chemistry, that bonding, and all that good stuff down.
Definitely. And obviously you've been busy besides knocking out of the ballpark on the field. I mean, I saw that you're starting to get some T-shirts going. Tell us about that, and if the listeners are out there and they want to get one of those T-shirts, I've seen a great design, you with the cheetah legs and the tail. Fantastic. But kind of share with the listeners how they can get a hold of some of this gear.
They're obviously in the KC Walmart, KC stores, but there's a website on my Twitter feed that says something about the T-shirts. Just go on there on Today's Sports /Champs, and all the T-shirts are there. They're on sale right now, I think, so everybody go out there and grab one.
Definitely, and they're cool guys. Like I said, I saw the photos of them. You go on the Twitter feed, you're going to be able to find those as well. And like I said, pretty cool stuff from the man that they nicknamed the Cheetah. And you're also going to be doing some autograph sessions. Tell the folks where you're going to be and, where they're going to be able to kind of see you and maybe shake your hand and get something cool signed.
We got an autograph signing in Chicago. We got one here coming soon in KC. But March 18, I'll be in Chicago, Illinois. Come down to the hotel, I think, and meet your boy. Shake my hand. Get to know me. You know what I'm saying? Man, maybe. Hey, we even can race if you want to. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, come on down March 18, 4 o'clock, and I'll be there.
Nice. How much of is it a relief knowing that, because as well as anybody, Tyreek, every one of you guys are confident. I mean, none of you guys are going to lack a competitive edge to think that you can make it. But, I mean, and granted, you've got a long way to go. But how pleasant was it mentally and just when you go to bed at night knowing that, you know what, I was drafted. Not only did I arrive in the NFL, but I really had a special year. I mean, what's that like kind of knowing that you have what it takes?
Man, it's definitely a dream come true, man. Like being small, like being young, like just dreaming of this opportunity. Like I said, I'm just thankful for this chance. Like Mr. Hunt, Coach Reed, Mr. Dorsey, all those guys gave me a shot. You know what I'm saying? Like a shot that no other team wouldn't even look at me. And that's all it takes is just one team. So I just want to give a shout out to those guys, man, for just having my back, having the confidence in me, just bringing me in. Just give me a shot, man. My family, my city, everybody, man. Right. So I'm just doing it for them. I'm putting my city on the map. I'm trying my best.
Definitely. Well, you're doing pretty darn good, doing your best, my man. Real quick, I know everybody's excited to see year two. What do you think? I know they're so long ago. I mean, you still got to get the, you know, training camp and all that stuff. But, I mean, what are your own expectations? Are you kind of looking to this next season? I mean, where do you think you can improve? Where are we going to kind of see that drastic jump, I guess, in your numbers?
Probably receiving, man. I obviously got to get better, like receiving, like a better receiver. I can return. I obviously can run the ball, but I feel like to take the next step in my game, I want to be a better receiver. So that's route running, route discipline, all that good stuff. So that's why I'm here in KC right now with Jeremy Maclin, getting it in, getting those hours in, getting that tape in, all of that good stuff so I can better my game. No time for
funny
games, man. It's go time.
It is go time, man. You've been going strong, man. And, hey, we appreciate you taking some time. We know you're a busy man. You got a lot of things on your plate. I hope these fans are out there getting their shirts, and they obviously you gave them the details where they can find you and get some autographs and maybe run some races. I'm sure sure Dorsey and the coaching staff would prefer you probably not sprinting in hotel rooms, but like I said, keep those legs fresh for the 2017 season, Tyreek. But hey, man, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
To for having me, you know what I'm saying, just give me a chance to like hit my words of encouragement, you know what I'm saying. So appreciate it, man.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout Tyreek Hill from the Kansas City Chiefs joining us here on the C2P. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, it's always available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. As always, we appreciate you stopping by the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College to Pro.com exclusive.